I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Colorectal cancer, or colon cancer, occurs in the colon or rectum. Colorectal cancer screening begins at age 45, so if you're 45 to 75 years old, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends you get screened for colon cancer. Colorectal cancer is the leading cause of death in the United States, and it's on the rise in people younger than 50. Some risk factors for colon cancer include heavy alcohol use, smoking, personal history of polyps, family history of colorectal cancer, diabetes, your diet, lack of exercise, being obese. You can reduce your risk by correcting a few things. And generally speaking, cutting down on alcohol, not smoking, exercising, and eating less processed foods, plus increasing your diet in fruits and vegetables, goes a long way toward reducing your risk for many types of cancers. What does screening for colon cancer consist of? There are three main methods for screening: a colonoscopy, sigmoidoscopy, and stool tests. You need to consult with your provider to see which is best for you. Symptoms of colon cancer include a change in bowel habits, rectal bleeding or bleeding in the stool, ongoing abdominal discomfort, incomplete bowel emptying, weakness or feeling tired, and losing weight without trying. If you have any combination of these symptoms, or one that is persisting, make an appointment to see your provider. Men and women are equally at risk for colon cancer, but individual risk factors play a role in whether or not you may be diagnosed with colon cancer. Don't delay. Colorectal cancer screening starts at age 45. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR podcast network at wyxr.org for more Healthful High Notes.